You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
He put up with me for a year. Nobody knows the Eagles better than Ike Reese, the Pro Bowler and co-host of Marks and Reese on WIP down in Philadelphia, the number one sports radio show in Philly. What's up, brother?
Cookies and cream. What's up, brother?
I haven't thought about that in a while. Fans in New York probably see that me trying out for the Globetrotters, that cookies and cream jersey on. Oh my God!
Listen, that's still one of my favorite videos, man. Nothing like it, man. Nothing like it.
It's great to hear your voice, Ike. And you know, I'm sure it's been a weird few days down there. Describe what it's been like here, seeing this just seemingly fall apart at the end of the season.
Well, I think a lot of us, obviously as Eagles fans, a little surprised that Doug Peterson, a week after he and Howie Roseman did sort of a end of the year press conference, it seemed as if they were coming back, he was coming back, and the team was going to move forward with him as the head coach. But the report comes out Sunday morning that there's going to be a second meeting with Chairman Jeffrey Lurie and Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, and that Doug Peterson's future is still hanging in the balance. Well, I mean, we've been around this business long enough, Chris, to know that if there is a second meeting, then that's probably not a good thing. That's probably not a good thing. So I think we, as Eagles fans, began to worry as whether or not Doug was going to be back as the head coach. And then obviously the news breaks yesterday that that they were going to be moving forward without Doug as the head coach. I think we're all just trying to figure out how did it get to this point when 3 years ago, this team was hoisting the first ever trophy in franchise history. And he was a big part of the reason why, if not the main reason why, they were hoisting that trophy. How did we get here so fast? So, and not only that, where are we going from here? What's the next step? And so I think it's been a lot of just trying to talk through how do we get to this point, and then what's the next step? And then, to hear the chairman, Jeffrey Lurie, speak yesterday as to what led to the decision and what they're sort of looking for moving forward, I'm not sure that instilled a lot of confidence in this fan base as to whether or not they should be confident that the team is headed in the right direction. So it's needless to say, it's been a lot of emotion, a lot of questions. There's some frustration there. And I got to be honest with you. I think the more we've talked about it today, Chris, I'm not so sure that Doug Peterson didn't necessarily see where this thing could be headed in the next year or two and decided it's best that he get off this train right now as opposed to waiting another year or two when, quite frankly, it was going to be difficult for him to have much success as a team moving forward, because the Eagles are so they're so restricted as to what they can do to improve this team other than hitting on as many draft picks as they possibly can.
Ike Reese with us from down in Philadelphia. Ike, that was kind of my next question. Was this a mutual parting, or was this a it kind of was phrased as a firing, but it didn't necessarily have that feel because there was that second meeting. So, immediately people, I'm sure, started thinking that Doug might have had something else lined up, but it doesn't look like that's the case, at least right out of the gate.
Yeah, and you know how this thing works, Chris. When an organization puts out a statement and either the coach resigns or you mutually part ways, you kind of take it as lip service, and then you say, that's just another code for firing. And until Jeffrey Lurie spoke yesterday and you start to get a little more information out there today about what led up to this. I'm kind of leaning more in that direction today than I was yesterday at this time, that it could have possibly been more of a mutual parting of ways. The one thing that Jeffrey Lurie talked about yesterday that makes sense is that his vision for where the team is headed over the next few years has more of a long-term view and not necessarily immediate success or quick turnaround, is that the Eagles aren't necessarily looking for a quick fix here. This could be, if they view this, this may be a longer process, and it could take a couple of years before they have this thing where they want it to be. And what I'm gathering from it is, was that Doug, in order to continue to move forward, would have to have success next year. And the only way he was going to have success next year was going to be under his vision for the team and for the coaching staff primarily. And I think that was a sticking point for the ownership moving forward, was that it seems that they felt part of the issue was the coaches that were in place, they wanted to either move on from them or change some of them. And Doug may have wanted to keep some of them in place because that may have given him the best chance to have the opportunity to turn this thing around with continuity. And that wasn't the vision that the ownership had. And so once you sit down and have a second meeting as to what your plan is for the future and you don't necessarily agree on it, then that may be where they both decided, well, you know what? As much as I would love to stay here, and as much as we would love to have you here, we clearly don't have the same vision moving forward to have success as quickly as possible for the team. And so it's probably best to part ways. I think there is a lot more truth to that than I originally thought yesterday. I think as you think about it more, that makes a lot of sense, that Doug may have just decided, you know what? If that's the vision that you guys have, it's not the vision that I have, and it's certainly not the way or the blueprint that I would go about in sort of attaining that success, then it's probably best that we part ways. And so there may be a lot of truth to, you just have two sides that don't have the same vision for the team moving forward. And Doug says, you know what? You're the owner of the team, and you ultimately have the final say as to where the vision of the team is going.
Ike Reese with us from down in Philly, Top Ridge Sports Show on WIP. Marks and Reese in the afternoon. Partner, when you look at Doug, do you think he's a guy that benefits from getting back and coaching right away if the opportunity presents itself? Or should he sit tight for a year and maybe take a year off and de-stress from what just happened?
That's a good question.
It's different for different guys, you know, temperament wise. Some guys want to get right back in, and some guys want to just take a step back. And I can't get a good read on whether he would want to be that immediately, since it doesn't seem like, you know, they're going, at least teams are interested in him, but they're not, you know, it hasn't happened immediately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. And I think the situation, certainly, meaning that what team would he be interested in? What teams would be interested in him? I think reading the situation and whether or not it's a good fit for him will have a lot to do with it. The reason why I hesitate to say take a year off, because I just knew Andy Reid needed a year off after 14 years of being here.
Right.
And he didn't take a day off. I mean, he was hired the next day in Kansas City, and they were in the playoffs that year. So, to your point, I think it's different for each coach. The difference between Andy and Doug, obviously, is Andy had been on the job longer, had put together a staff. The big thing with Doug, I would believe, would have to be, can he put a staff together I mean, first of all, it would have to be the right organization with the right situation. And then you have to talk about the staff you can put together and does it fit with what he wants to do. Here's a guy who's won a Super Bowl. I think he's earned the right to sit back and read the room. And if there's a situation where he's going to be able to have some things that he wants as a head coach that he couldn't necessarily have here, which I believe is a lot more say in his the way his staff is constructed, maybe a little more say in how his roster is put together. When you've won a Super Bowl, I think you've earned the right to have a voice, a large voice in that room. So you're going to have to find an organization that's going to respect that and value that from Doug Peterson. He's got to find a situation where they are going to value that. So you need that to be there. And then you have to look at whether or not, do you have a quarterback there? Is it an offensive-minded team that you have a quarterback in place that's a veteran guy? Or you look at a situation like Jacksonville, who has the number one pick. You look like a situation in New York where you have a young quarterback in Sam Darnold that maybe if he gets different coaching, different tutelage, that can be an attractive job for Doug Peterson. You obviously know he's worked with Joe Douglas in the past. They won a Super Bowl together. So I think it would have to be the right situation for Doug. And I think because his resume has a Super Bowl attached to it, he has the luxury of taking time to pick the right situation for himself.
Ike, last one. If you were to bet today that you had to decide who the starting quarterback was going to be for the Eagles come opening day next year, is it Jalen Hurts or is it Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
Do you think it doesn't feel like he necessarily won a battle yesterday, but you think he's still going to be here?
Yeah, here's why I say Carson Wentz. I think, A, I still believe in the talent in the guy. And I think the organization still believes in the talent in him. But a part of it is going to have to do with whether or not he's willing to make the adjustments he needs to make. Because there is a part of this that he plays in and that he's going to have to change some things in the way that he does some things, but I still believe the talent is there. Can he be coached? That's the next question. You know, is he willing to be coached, right? And can you find the right coach that's going to push him and push the right buttons that's going to bring the best out of him? Those things are still there. I believe the organization still believes that. And here's the other part to that equation of why I think he'll still be here. And it's probably as equally as big as the talent part. It's not going to be easy to move on from him, meaning that a team coming in looking to acquire him, while it isn't impossible to trade him, you're going to have to find a team that's desperate enough to take on the salary, give up the compensation, and also have the belief that they can fix him to get him back to the level in which you believe he's worth all the trouble and the compensation that it would take to get him. You're going to have to find a team that feels that they can do that. All those things means all the stars have to align for him not to be here, which leads me to believe it's probably more likely that he'll be here than it is that he won't be here. It doesn't mean that I believe he's absolutely here. I just think he's more likely here than
right.
not.
Right. Yeah, like I said, if you had to bet, the odds would be more in that favor. Okay, I got
you.
Yep. They still got the huge rack of Tasty Cakes outside the studio?
You know what? Hey, listen, there's been a lot of drawbacks with this pandemic and everything else, but on my list of things is the fact that we have not been able to get Tasty Cakes in almost a year, Chris.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Almost a year.
Oh.
Yeah. Almost
that was a killer. It was a killer for me. You know, you saw me go through them every damn show. But
I was going to say, let me amend that. We haven't been able to get them for free in almost a year. Yeah.
You're the best, You're the best.
Yeah, they still sell them in the stores down here. We just, you know how we are. If it's free, it's for me. Yeah.
If it's free, give me three.
Yes, exactly.
Ike, thanks for popping on, man. Giving me the insight. I appreciate it as always. Great to hear from you, man.
It's always my pleasure, brother. Take it easy.
Yeah. Ike Reese. Yeah. He is my former partner down in Philadelphia. He and John Marks, top-rated afternoon show in Philly, and the Pro Bowler from the Eagles. The guy knows that team inside and out.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.